Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, this show contains scenes of awesomeness, craziness, and a song starting without me. We ain't having this. Good grief. Interrupting my awesomeness there. We're going to have this show, as I was saying, contains awesomeness, amazingness, absolute hilarity, and most importantly, me. So now we will play a song.
Just why? Hey.
back. Welcome to the return again of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Obviously, it's a Wednesday night. It's about 8:35 Central Time, 9:35 Eastern Time, and that's all that really matters. If you live past the Midwest, going into Mountain Time and Western Time and Pacific Time and Cowboy Time and all that kind of time, then you have to work out your own time. That's just too many time zones for me. So we are in October. The weather is finally starting to cool down. However, the East Coast is about to be hit by my son. Yes, Hurricane Matthew is going to hit you. And yes, I do agree that it's almost as though my son is having a temper tantrum up in heaven because he has to take a nap, hence a hurricane. Now, those of you who know me know that I have another son called Robert who causes tornadoes in the Midwest when he's having a temper tantrum. So it seems only fair that one of my children would be a hurricane. But in all seriousness, I really hope that everybody is bracing themselves and we keep everybody in our thoughts and prayers because this is a Category 4 storm right now that's heading that way. And from the looks of things that I have seen, there is a tropical storm, Nicole, out in the Atlantic Ocean that could actually merge with Matthew. If that happens, they said there's a possibility that the hurricane will backtrack on itself and hit Florida again. So instead of going up the East Coast, it will backtrack around and hit Florida, which will be, you know, pretty dangerous event. A Category 4 is nothing, and I mean nothing to, you know, to poke fun at or anything. I mean, right, actually, I'm reading the Weather Channel, and they are saying that at the moment it's a Category 3, and they've got the reported wind gusts of 115 miles per hour. Now, as I say, if it hits Nicole, Tropical Storm Nicole, and if Nicole turns into a hurricane, this could actually turn into one of the most dangerous hurricanes to hit the eastern seaboard in many, many years. So if you are on the eastern seaboard, and I'm talking about for the imminent time for Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, please do whatever is necessary for you guys to stay safe. If you have to pack up and leave, pack up and leave. Get what you can and go. I mean, if necessary, excuse my language, camp out in your car on a freeway somewhere away from all this damage, especially if you're on a coastal area where the storm surge and everything's going to come in. You know, let's not take any chances. Those of you who are further up the eastern seaboard, yeah, there is a possibility you're going to actually receive strong storms as well. So please make sure you guys stay safe too. Especially my family who are up in Massachusetts. I do not need to see Cora's chickens flying around in the air with the aid of the wind. But yeah, just please, just stay safe and hopefully, you know, there won't be as a horrendous disaster as the hurricanes that have hit Louisiana in the past few years. The problem is when you get further south, a lot of the, part of the continental USA is actually built below sea level. When that happens, you've always got a lot of problems. And yes, further up the coast and everything, the states that are higher above sea level, they get a lot of beach erosion and that type of thing, but the damage and, you know, isn't as great as these lower-lying land areas. And everybody knows Florida, parts of Georgia and everything are below sea level. They are, some of those areas are considered swamplands. And it's dangerous. It really is. So please, all of you, stay safe. We're going to play another song, and we will be right back.
The girl them kill our chick. Thunderball, some give it to, some give it to, some give it to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, Sandra Paul say, well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Because of the girl, them broke out on the floor. From your door, I know what crisp farmer. From your door, I know man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no young, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Girl, you got to test out, but you know we're sad, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if you test out of me, if you test out, cause I got the remedy for make you de-stress out. Me have to flat it, because me got bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to contest out. And a life where we need set speed, if you test it, my test out. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. I'm crazy now, this strange service and a bridge and flavor show. Time to make baby now, so stop going like you, I get shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a fist and fat, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. Well, woman, the way this time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. It's right here, the spark, it's right here, keep it undercover. Come and love all your fits in your blouse and your fat in your jeans, I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. See the girl them broke out on the floor. From you don't want to work with performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no young, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, woman, the way this time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh.
Reading a bit more about the hurricane and everything that's going to hit. And it says, right now, the Category 3 Hurricane Matthew is battering the Bahamas. Hurricane warnings and watches were posted for a large area of southeastern Florida and Georgia. Matthew will most likely be the first hurricane to strike in South Florida since Wilma. Matthew will then flirt with the coast of Georgia and the Carolinas this weekend. However, the threat to the northeast has been reduced, which is a good thing. It says Hurricane Matthew is expected to regain strength over the warm water of North Cuba, with the Bahamas and parts of Florida, the coast of Georgia and coastal Carolinas potentially in the line for a strong hurricane strike. A hurricane warning remains in effect for the whole of the east coast from Golden Beach, Florida to Flagler County, Lake. You have to excuse my how I pronounce this. I'm not sure how it's said. Okeechobee has also been placed in a hurricane warning. A hurricane watch has extended northward and now includes everywhere from the Flagler County line in Florida to Savannah River in Georgia. This also includes Orlando and Jacksonville. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Chokoloski to Golden Beach, for the Florida Keys from Seven Mile Bridge eastward to the Florida Bay. All interest near Florida's east coast should rush necessary preparations to be completed by tonight. So that just tells you, by tonight, this needs to be done. Then it says the latest status is Hurricane Matthew is now in the central Bahamas and resonating as a Category 3 hurricane. Satellite imagery shows convection rewrapping around the center, and there have been lightning strikes near the eyewall, indicating an intensification is now taking place. Matthew's tropical storm force wind field, that's the outer wind, is at least 39 miles per hour of sustained winds. That's not gusts. That's just the airflow continuous. So, you know, we may say, oh, we had a 40-mile-an-hour gust and everything. This is continued wind speeds of a minimum of 39 miles per hour. And it's extending up to 175 miles from the center, and hurricane force winds are extending up to 45 miles from the center. So that just tells you the sheer size of it. 175 miles from the center of the hurricane, there are 39-mile-an-hour winds. And it says, conditions in eastern Cuba should slowly improve through Wednesday evening, though some rain bands may trigger additional flash flooding. Meanwhile, conditions will steadily worsen in the northern Bahamas. Conditions for the southern Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands will improve overnight. The approximate timing for the worst wind and surge impacts coinciding with the nearest passage of the eyewall of Matthew in the Bahamas. Central Bahamas through Thursday morning, northwest Bahamas late Wednesday night through Friday. Now they're saying, I'm looking at the storm track, they're saying, like, literally from tonight it's going to start hitting Miami, and mainly tomorrow afternoon through Friday, then up through Georgia and then South Carolina by Sunday, and then it could revert around and hit back again because of the track that it's taking. By Monday evening, it should be kind of near the Bermuda Peninsula. And that is the area that Tropical Storm Nicole is coming from. So I'm just trying to see if they've actually got anything about that. Let me see. I can't find anything on the Weather Channel about that, but let's have a look and see. Hurricane Matthew and Tropical Storm Nicole. Okay. Here we go. It says, could Hurricane Matthew and Tropical Storm Nicole collide? Let's see what this says. To me, it's very frightening that this is an actual possibility. I mean, wow, just... Okay, it says here, current forecast tracks Matthew show the possibility for brief landfall Friday, within the next 2 days, beg your pardon on that one. Says Tropical Storm Nicole formed quietly in the Atlantic to the northeast of Matthew, and this storm could alter Matthew's course. Initially, the model, the forecast models. Oh, hold on, I've got to stop there. Dude's getting very excited. It says, the new storm could alter Matthew's course first. Initially, every forecast model is expecting Matthew to ride up the East Coast and eventually out into the Atlantic. But now the two tropical systems could interact with one another in something called the Fujiwara effect. This means instead of heading up the East Coast, Matthew could turn around and head back towards Florida, even possibly making a second landfall. The possibility is still nearly a week out and highly speculative, but some forecast models are beginning to show this. It won't be the first time something like this has happened. Hurricane Ivan showed a similar path to Matthew. The storm began well south of the most tropical storm systems are formed, passing near South America before turning hard to the north. The only difference was Ivan turned into the Gulf of Mexico instead of heading straight into the Caribbean. So, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, we're just going to have to keep an eye out and see, you know, what's going on. And as Cora said, it's her mum's birthday tomorrow, and they're all in Disney in Florida, and boom, hurricane happens. I just, hopefully they can get away and still enjoy their birthday, obviously, but at least get away as quickly and as safely as possible. To me, it's just really quite kind of scary that this, you know, that this happens, and it's one of those things where, yet again, we have no control over Mother Nature. And when you think about it, that is one of the things that we've never been able to control is Mother Nature. People have tried and know that certain circumstances can cause weather changes and everything and different weather conditions. But, you know, just there's never that opportunity to control and harness, you know, Mother Nature and the such like. And that's what the sad part is that so many people also won't listen to the warnings that are released. They won't listen and evacuate. And, you know, I hate to say it, but as much as, you know, obviously there are some people who feel they don't have anywhere to go. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of people just don't want to leave. I personally would rather leave everything and lose everything knowing that my family is safe. That's the important thing, my son being safe, my husband being safe, me being safe. And all of that not happening, you know, just is just terrifying. It really is terrifying. We saw so much tragedy when Hurricane Katrina hit in Louisiana, and down south. I mean, it was absolutely terrible. It really was terrible. You saw people who were sitting on the roofs of their houses begging for someone to rescue them, and you saw houses destroyed and people's lives were lost. And the people who were sent there to help, you know, telling people to go to the Metrodome and all of that lot, you know, there was no help for them. You know, it turned into a lot of rapes happening and a lot of other things. It's just really hard. I think people just, they want to wait for the best. And the best sometimes is just leaving. It is being safe. It's not waiting around. It's leaving and erring on the side of caution. I know it's slightly different, but when we had the riots and everything around by me, we left. Me and Robert left. We got out of where we were because we thought if anything was to happen in our street, it would be easier for AJ to protect himself than have to worry about me and Robert. And I feel that's what I would do if it came to bad weather like this, is protect my family. Yeah, there's stuff in my home that I would be devastated to lose, but some of it I'd be able to get ready, put in a plastic tub quickly, and just take and run. The rest of it, I would find a way. I swear I would find a way to replace it, you know. At the end of the day, your life just isn't worth it. It isn't worth the risk. So on that note, we are going to play another song, and we'll be right back.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'd be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way, from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
back. That song, I don't know, it just hits you right in the feels every time. One of those ones that just, yep, you got me. But, yes, so as I say, we are back. I like that. Cora just sent me something that says, Florida, where the weather is so messed up, we give it names and then track it like a paparazzi stalks a celebrity in rehab. That's pretty accurate. But, yeah, so I'm just messaging back and forth. Do you know, my son's got more excuses than ever, than politicians for things. Whenever I try and get hold of him and he's like, doesn't answer his phone, I'll text him and he'll reply and he was like, yeah, I know you tried calling. I lost my phone for a minute. You didn't really lose your phone for a minute. You were just ignoring your mama's phone calls. Let's be honest. But, oh, I will apologize for yawning. So I've actually got a challenge up on my page at the moment, and that is a challenge to raise $100 for my 100 steps for to remember, and the money will be donated to Children's Hospital. So far, only my ex-boyfriend, who was my first love, actually, in England, has even stepped forward to help. Now, I know some people aren't in a position, and that's perfectly fine and everything, but it brought me onto another subject that I was, like, talking about with another friend of mine, and we was talking about the difference between how people respond to pregnancy and infant loss awareness and and how we refer to pregnancy infant loss awareness and how we deal with breast cancer awareness. And to me, it's one of those things that we just going through again and again in regards to how pregnancy and infant loss awareness is such a taboo subject. It's such a taboo subject still that people just aren't willing to listen. They want to, you know, sweep it under the rug and not deal with it and, you know, let it be somebody else's, you know, let it be someone else's problem. It, you know, it's not my problem. I'm not dealing with it. It's not my problem. When the sad fact of it is that, yeah, it may not be your problem, but what it is it's your condition that someone in your family is dealing with. It's something that they're dealing quietly with. They're not, you know, telling the world. They're not, you know, screaming it from the rooftops and I apologize for that. We got disconnected, and I have no reason why. But back to what I was saying is, you know, there's a up until, I would say, just until social media began to take a grip on society and everything, pregnancy and infant loss was something that was just swept under the rug. You know, people didn't talk about a miscarriage. It was always, you know, if you spoke about somebody losing a baby, it was, oh, she had a miscarriage. You know, whereas it's like, oh, she's got cancer, or she had a heart attack, or she had a stroke or something. But it's, she had a miscarriage. It was whispered. It was kept under the rugs. It's something that just was never talked about. And slowly, yeah, we're pushing down the boundaries. You know, people are doing events and candle lighting and stupid things like polar plunges. Obviously, me and Cora would never do something like that because we're not crazy. But... You know, but there is more awareness going on and everything. But, you know, there's still so much taboo around it. And, you know, this is part of the reason why I very, very rarely fundraise is because people still aren't interested. Somebody I know actually is holding an event on October 15th for breast cancer. And she put up, you know, need help funding this. Anybody want to help? Within 10 minutes, she raised $150. And the reason people are putting, because women need to know about breast cancer. Well, to me, people need to be educated about pregnancy and infant loss. More research needs to be done so that we can find out, is there a specific chemical that causes a miscarriage? And if so, what can we do about it? Can we test a woman for that, you know, this certain chemical in her blood work and see if it raises up? You know, is it one of those things where when it comes to children who are stillborn, aside from cord accidents, when a stillbirth happens that there really is no known cause for, is there something that we are missing that because, you know, we haven't researched into all of this yet, I hope people know what I'm saying. Is there something that we're missing when we're testing blood work, when we're testing urine? Is there something that we're missing in those early stages that we can identify and say, okay, there's X, Y, and Z that's in your blood or that's in your urine sample that can contribute to the cause of a miscarriage? Well, in order to combat that, we are going to give you A, B, and C. You know, we do it for, you know, we give prenatal vitamins. We now know that folic acid is one of the lower amount and depletion of that. Reasons why we have, what is what I'm looking for? Why we have children who are born with anencephaly and other conditions. is there something that we are missing? And if so, what is it? I'm going to play another song because I've been sat here and I keep getting pestered on the freaking phone by my son's father, so I need to find out what the hell he wants. So I'm going to play a long song and I'll be right back. Okay, we are back. I apologize for that. My son's father decided that he's going to call me 20,000 times because he can't work out PayPal, and I really don't care. I seriously do not care. So what I was back to saying is, you know, it's still this whole taboo subject when it comes to pregnancy and infant loss. And, you know, people just still want to sweep it under the rug and everything. And it makes it very difficult for those of us who have experienced it to heal. Because, you know, as I put on my status earlier, if you lose another family member, then, you know, people are more sympathetic and everything, and they expect you to grieve. But when you've lost a child, especially through miscarriage or pregnant, you know, during pregnancy, you know, you're told, why aren't you over it now? Well, go and have another child. I mean, there's just a million and one. I could be here all night saying all the different things that, stupid things that we are told. It really is stupid as well. The stuff that is said, just, it's beyond a joke at times. It really is. And this is part of the reason why there is so little research done into pregnancy and infant loss. You know, the government, if you think about it, all the different foundations that are set up for breast cancer awareness and that kind of thing, and I'm not saying it isn't a worthy cause, because it is, and I'm glad that we're finding cures for it and that people are getting better and surviving this terrible disease. But there's a lot of research that could be done and money placed elsewhere. You know, the Susan G. Komen Foundation doesn't spend as much money on research as people actually believe they do. When you go through the list, they spend such a small amount. I'm going to bring it up actually. Let's see, where do your donations really go? You know, here we go. What percentage goes to charity? And we're going to bring these up because I'm just trying to see. Oh, that's just a calculator to work out. There was a post going around recently about where your money and everything goes to. Here we go. I've just found it. This is what I was wanting to look for. So companies like, it doesn't actually have Susan G. Komen, but I know that's one of them. The Red Cross, March of Dimes, the United Way, UNICEF, and Goodwill actually pay their CEOs like ridiculous amounts. The American Red Cross, the CEO per year gets $651,000 a year for a non-profit organization, okay? The March of Dimes actually gives only a dime for every dollar that is donated. It only donates a dime. I mean, that's seriously why it's called the March of Dimes. So 90 cents of your dollar that you're donating goes towards their administrative costs, and only 10 cents for every dollar goes towards research. The United Way, the president of the United Way gets $375,000 base salary. That's his minimum that he gets. And then he gets numerous expense benefits for travel, food, clothing, making public appearances, etc. UNICEF, the CEO of the UNICEF gets paid $1.2 million a year, plus the use of a Rolls Royce. Less than 5 cents of your donated dollar amount to UNICEF goes to the cause. Goodwill. The CEO of the Goodwill makes $2.3 million a year. And 0.0 goes to, I'm trying to see if that's a zero. 0.00 goes to help anyone. All of the money that you spend at Goodwill goes to his pockets. Now, the ones that they're saying are really good ones to go through is the Salvation Army. The commissioner of the Salvation Army receives a salary of $13,000 a year. Okay, that's $13,000 a year. That's a little bit over $1,000 a month, and that's gross. 96% of your donated dollars goes towards the Salvation Army. The national commander of the American Legion receives zero salary. All of the money that your donations that go to the American Legion go to the American Legion. The same with the veterans of foreign wars, the disabled American veterans, the Military Order of Purple Hearts, the Vietnam Veterans Association, Make-A-Wish Foundation, St. Jude's Hospital, Ronald McDonald House, and Lions Club International. 100% of donations goes to all of them. So, I mean, when you see things like that, you start to understand, start to understand more about what's a good place to donate. Where does the money donated to Susan G. Komen go? Because this is interesting. I'm going to read to you this article, and I've heard about it before. But let me just see Cora's messaging me. Okay, so when it comes to, there's this article that was out, and I read about it last year, because I actually brought it to AJ's attention as well, because AJ didn't know about this. And he's all for, AJ is one of those people who supports breast cancer awareness, and he supports pregnancy and infant loss awareness, because both have affected his family greatly. And he was all for, like, doing donations and everything to Susan G. Komen until I pointed this out. And it's, the article is called Pinkwashing in America. And this means it's prime pink season. It's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, that magical time of year when shades of pale pink are plastered on every product to raise money for the Susan G. Komen Foundation can get their hands on. Susan G. Komen for the Cure is a multi-million dollar company with assets totaling over $390 million. Only 20% of these funds were used in a fiscal year for research for the cure. So where does the rest of the money go? Okay, so some of this is actually interesting. This is from 2009-2010. 20% went to research. 39% went to public health education. 13% went to health screenings, 5% went to treatment, 10% went to fundraising, and 11% went to administrative costs. Now, when you think about it, yes, there does need to be public health education, but what they should have done is spent perhaps like the 13% on public education, because breast cancer awareness is such a big thing out there that a lot of places are doing it without the needs of Susan G. Komen to help. Research should be greater. The treatment, they claim that, the treatment is one of their major things, but it really isn't. So it's got here, like, the salaries of the highest earners, and, like, the highest earners of the company, like, the president and CEO makes $500,000 a year. The COO makes $750,000 a year. And it goes down from there. Another one makes $154,000, $185,000, $184,000, $206,000, $186,000, $111,000, $418,000, $385,000. Now, that's out of the so-called 10% that goes to the 11% towards administrative costs. That's still a very, very large sum of money. If you think all the – and I haven't even added all of them up and read them all out to you. is basically over, let's see, one, two. There's about $10 million a year just on these people who, you know, who are on this list that I'm reading. That's $10 million right there. So then when we go down, then it goes down and it says, I'm trying to see, the public health education. They said they use only 10% for fundraising, but let's be honest, the Ribbon Peak Plastered Awareness Education is a very highly effective form of advertising, and a lot of that isn't actually money that they've paid out. This is where companies have said, we will do this. They also use some of the, where it's, I mentioned that it was, let me see, that it was 39% for public health education. That is including going to places like the dollar store and paying to have their logo put on dollar store items and to be put on perfumes and everything. This is where they pay a company to advertise for them. That comes under their public health. Also, the Komen Foundation owns stock in General Electric, which is the people who make the mammogram machines. However, they only spend, let's see, 15% of the 10% that they spend on treatment on mammograms for people. So if you think out of all of their donations, they spend 10% on treatment, and out of that 10%, 15% is used for mammograms. That to me is so disgusting, I really don't even know where to go. And it's like Komen receives $55 million in annual revenue from corporate sponsors such as Coca-Cola, General Mills, and KFC. Now it's got a partnership with WWE, where WWE has been donating money from sales of T-shirts and the such like. And this is the bit that I find most disgusting. Did you know that Susan G. Komen for the Cure spends nearly $1 million every year suing other charities for using the word cure in their charitable endeavors? Komen's general counsel, Jonathan Blum, had the following to say regarding a legal battle of Komen's, which threatened to shut down a small lung cancer organization for the use of their word cure in their name. We'll see it as a responsible stewardship of our donor funds. Responsible? Yeah. Because I donate money to a charity and they use it to dismantle other charities. On top of that, they're also saying that they have tried buying the rights to the colors in the pregnancy and infant loss awareness ribbons so that it would be exclusively to promote male breast cancer, and that pregnancy and infant loss awareness would not be able to use it. Now, they want to start shit like that, they're going to be up for the fight of their lives, because you cannot dominate everything. Seriously, it's about raising awareness, and the ribbon colors are already used for so many other things and for, multiple causes and that. But, to start suing people to take down, ribbon colors and stop using this for this cause and that cause, to me, is just downright ridiculous. So anyway, on that note, we are going to play, another song if I can find one. And we'll be back.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, they tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. Never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. Yeah. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Okay, we are back. Well, my phone is beeping at me, telling me that it's running out of power, so we are going to cut this off now. It is 9:32 p.m. Central Time and 10:32 p.m. Eastern Time. So get cozy under your blankets, cuddle your favorite teddy bear, and I will catch you all hopefully next week. Much love to you all. Hazel signing out. Good night.